Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Now, Kelly, what is the setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
For sure. I mean, it's one thing to kind of be in your own feels about an awkward situation you get yourself in. It's another to involve the EMS or police. And then it's still another to have that story get picked up and go national.
OMG.
So if you can,
especially when it's not good.
I know. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting your finger caught in the grocery cart, you're doing okay.
How in the world does that happen?
Okay, so nearly a half an hour, this woman got her fingers caught in one of those like plastic shopping carts, like made of the hard plastic with like the honeycomb design, you know?
Oh, no.
She had gotten her index finger caught in one of those holes, right? I mean, just an accident, whatever. Like, but couldn't get it out. And so police...
They had to call EMS and police and all the things to rescue her?
Listen.
Oh, my God, the sheriff is here.
Listen, that's Ashley... When the first responders came and she realized, oh gosh.
Did you call 911?
No, you can't call it out or anything, ma'am.
So
oh
she
my gosh! Like she wasn't the one that called.
No, she's like, did you call 911? Oh, why are they here?
There's a knuckle there. That's the problem. Okay.
Yeah, so they helped free her caught finger.
Did they have to, like, cut the cart, or were they able to, like, put some slick stuff on her finger and slip it out?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the cart was unharmed in the end of it as well, and then her finger was unharmed as well. Just caught in the front of the cart, and when she went to, you know, pull it out from the front, it kind of got caught there. So, yeah. So not only did Ashley have to deal with the embarrassment of getting her finger caught in a shopping cart.
Did you call 911?
But then realized that EMS and police are on the scene for Ashley.
Oh, God.
And now we're talking about it.
Bless her heart.
In Louisville, Kentucky. So
she's going to take more care. Next time
she's
pushing the cart around store.
Yeah,
maybe, you know what? She should do Instacart next time.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe.
Have them bring it out to her.
Exactly.
That's for sure. All right, so there you go. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting your finger caught in a grocery cart, you're doing okay.
Oh, dang.